On Tuesday, June 9th, George Floyd will be laid to rest. Although he is gone, his spirit and the quest for justice live on. Today, this radio station is joining other stations nationwide to commemorate George Floyd. We rise and grieve with a song when our pain has no words. Sam Cooke wrote, "A change is gonna come," after being turned away from a whites-only motel in 1963. On this day, Cooke's classic reminds us that, even amid senseless loss, our hope cannot be broken. The Reverend Martin Luther King once said, "Change does not roll in on the wheels of inevitability, but comes through continuous struggle. Together, we work for a better future, one where cases like this are a distant, tragic memory." We now join friends across America to share a song on the day of George Floyd's funeral. Thank you for being a part of this community and for supporting this station.
Mahalo nui for supporting Kauai Community Radio. You are listening to Aina Ike on the Air, which has been made possible by KKCR's sustaining members in partnership. Mahalo nui to Ho'olono Natural Remedies, Hukilau Lanai, and Hawaiian Music Store.com. Aloha kakahi a kakako. You are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea.
Lea Vohana
Kahalia i kamanawa e hi a moe, ko uho alana oe. Oe o halaulani o hua ka lei, me he manu e kaninei, ke kua hiwi. Ke kua lono I ku mahale hua I ku moho ki e lei I luna I us. Wo I au me oi e laka. I ka nā hele hele, I hoa ka nano I ai, kua hiwi kua lono, e ho I mai e.
Come on.
Aloha ka kahi a ka kako, o vau o ki haulani ki kua. You are listening to Aina Ike on the air, and I'm so pleased and so deeply grateful to be with all of you this morning. Thank you for tuning in to Kauai's community radio station. I will be with you until 11 a.m. this morning. So from wherever you are tuning in, I hope you are having a mai kai day. And if it's not necessarily starting off, or if it hasn't started off in the right way for you today, it's still early enough to make a shift. So sending my love and aloha to all of you out there tuning in over the airwaves. And from wherever you are on this honua, you can live stream Aina Ike on the air or any of our programs 24/7, 365 days a year by simply logging on to our website at www.kkcr.org. So, you know, every week that I'm here, you know, on Tuesday, when I'm here on Tuesday, and by the time I'm leaving, I tell myself, okay, you know, I have a whole week until I'm going to be back. And it seems like it's, you know, that there's, it's a large space and time, and all kinds of things happen. I don't know. Maybe it's perhaps, just what I'm tuning in to, but it just seems that there are so many things going on and happening. And personally, I'm really trying to pay attention to all of that, because at, in this time and place and space that we are all dwelling in, we have to pay attention. Yeah, we have to make sure that we are conscious, that we are aware, and that we are standing in tune with the higher power of ourselves and the higher power that is Pono. So, you know, this morning we started off the show at 9 o'clock in symphony with radio stations and broadcast networks around the world. And if you might not have heard how the show started off this morning, we joined more than and or nearly 150 stations from across public media and community radio stations to honor the late George Floyd, that was murdered by the hands of police brutality. And it literally has rocked the world, and really has heightened the sense of urgency that we can no longer be silent or be complicit in standing for justice. So we were able to join the NFCB. And so you might ask, what is the NFCB? Let me tell you a little bit about that in a bit. And the National Federation of Community Broadcasters. That's what that stands for. NFCB, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, is a national membership organization of community-oriented non-commercial radio stations, media organizations, and producers committed to community radio in the United States of America. And so I am so grateful and deeply humbled to just happen to be here on this Tuesday morning, because it's my regular day that I'm here. But that is how this morning's Aina Ike on the Air was launched, and that's how we started, by joining so many others, other community radio stations and community media outlets across of the United States to draw attention, to heighten our awareness in, you know, in our quest to bring peace and harmony and love. And if there's any word that captures all of that, we are so fortunate to not only be in Hawaii at this time, but to be living and surviving and thriving in new ways. It's, you know, it's so interesting how just weeks ago, well, months ago, yeah, back in March, the coronavirus pandemic outbreak literally shook all of us to our core and forced us, yeah, it forced us. The pandemic forced us, and the coronavirus forced us to stop and pay attention, look inward. And it disciplined us in many ways that we had long overlooked. Too busy, you know, taking life for granted in so many ways, and striving and driving ourselves to different goals. And it all came to a halt when COVID-19 came into our lives, and not just here on Kauai or here in Hawaii, but across and around the Honua, around the entire planet, and caused us to stop and, you know, revisit our values of what is important to all of us. Now, we all don't share those views necessarily, but for the most part, people began to understand. At least I know I began to really embrace and understand reprioritizing life and health and wellness and the well-being, not only for myself as an individual, but for the collective and the greater community that I/we are a part of. And so 4 months in, yeah, so March, April, May, June, and you know, and this extremely sad, shocking, and now viral video capture of George Floyd's final moments awakened this gigantic movement. And it's been long overdue, more than 400 years overdue. And and so there has been mayhem and chaos around the world. And I keep remembering a very deep discussion that I was having with some of my Kumu colleagues, and happened to be, and it was just, you know, we were in a car in Hilo and we were driving, and, you know, and of course, the master Kumu in the car, who inspires and guides and motivates the rest of us who are still learning and finding our deeper maturity in the deeper sense of, you know, the deeper sense of our sacred and deep culture, you know, of Hawaii. You know, just simply, you know, offers up a, you know, a very quiet, short statement that from chaos comes order. So I'll say that again. Yeah. From chaos comes order. So where we are right now, and I've already seen the shift. Have you guys seen the shift? When George Floyd's murder at the hands of police brutality in his very last moments, and that's one of the things that wherever we go, people have their phones, and so it was very well recorded and documented. And we live in different times, and I'm very grateful that the horrific murder at the hands of police brutality was recorded and documented, and millions of people, not only in the United States but around the world, witnessed that, which caused this uprising and movement with the protests, peaceful protests. Okay, so before people start jumping all over and say it's not peaceful and there were riots and looters. Yeah, so, you know, we cannot assume that protesters are bad. Yeah. And I say that because here in Hawaii, we have had our own movement for the Mauna, which has really shaped and shifted and really brought together for a common purpose and a common goal of protecting our sacred Mauna Kea, that the movement in Aloha Aina, or love for the land, love for the Aina here in Hawaii, and love for our Mauna Kea, brought together, you know, not only hundreds, but thousands, and even millions around the world. And the only way in which we as a collective people, not only the Kanaka O'iwi or the indigenous peoples of Hawaii, but all of those who have stand with Native Hawaiians and have connected to the importance of the Mauna, came together in a very unique way to protest. And I'm really, really grateful that my own kumu and my own mentors, kumu plural, and my own mentors introduced me to ways in which to stand for what is pono, to stand for what we feel is important and significant and sacred without the distraction of negative energy. So I just want to talk a little bit about understanding mana and what that means, and I'll get more into that in a little bit. But I want to shift back to the death of George Floyd and how it has awakened so many people and so many communities, despite the color of our skin or our relationships or what we do, where we come from, because we all share the common thread and value of life itself. So, you know, words cannot truly express that, the hurt, that sadness, the horrifying shock that we witnessed and experienced. You know, the now viral video footage that has been circulating around the world, and the protests that came from it, and the repression of police, the conversations that we have all engaged in at multiple levels, of who we are and where we come from and what we must do with a sense of urgency to realign ourselves with the sacredness of peace and respect and love for one another. Yeah, aloha, kikahi, kikahi. Having love for one another. So we can no longer be silent and complicit. We must stand for what is just and pono and righteous, and have love and respect for our fellow man. And, you know, but it has been absolutely crazy to see how different groups of people and leadership at all different levels in the politics of the United States, which in my humble opinion is spiraling under the current administration. So, you know, there are very clear and very interesting ho'ailona or signs and symbols of portents. Yeah, some people say omens, but, you know, that's kind of that's one of the words that, you know, people jump on that has negative connotation. For me, it doesn't have a negative connotation. The word ho'ailona are signs in nature or portents in nature that, you know, give us hints and shows us or reaffirms our train of thought and our focus on maybe perhaps what we're setting to pule or prayer and meditation. So ho'ailona are signs and symbols or representations of or portents that take place you know, all around us. So even with the crazy, ways in which the President of the United States and the administration and his administration and the leadership and different regimes of power and quote-unquote law enforcement have reacted to the situation in different ways. Some have been very brutal, without self-control, attacking people, tear gassing, the use of rubber bullets, the outfitting and the dressing of law enforcement personnel and police in riot gear. And you know what is a really, like to me, what is a very clear and what has become clear. One of the ho'ailona that I have witnessed transitioning from the COVID-19 pandemic, which is still very much present. We don't necessarily see that or hear that in our ears 24/7, 7 days a week, because things have shifted. And when this incident occurred, the murder of George Floyd, it shifted our focus, and this became a priority. It doesn't mean the coronavirus threat is no longer there. So we all need to maka'ala, you know, we all need to pay attention and make sure that we are still tending to our health and our well-being, and being careful. Still exercising, the good habit, it's actually a good habit of social distancing. And not to say we cannot be, can't come into close proximity with others. But there's a new consciousness and an awareness, not a paranoia, but an awareness. But we went from that focus and to some degree, the unease and the fear and the threat of our health and well-being because of the outbreak of COVID-19. And then when this happened with George Floyd, we shifted. We shifted to zero in on the protests, the peaceful protests. As I mentioned earlier, I learned a long time ago that protesting is not necessarily a bad thing. We all have to find our backbone, straighten up our spine, and stand up for what is just and pono and righteous. And not for our selfish reasons, but for what is the good for the collective of mankind. And it doesn't immediately have to do with anything about money, but oftentimes these injustices are put upon put upon people that happen to fall into the demographics of the poor and the unfortunate. And we all need to find ways in which to look out for one another. So we went from, the COVID-19 we saw our frontline healthcare workers, and they're still there. They're still working. They're still challenged. They were challenged from day one with personal protective equipment, down to really simple things like face masks, not the cloth ones that we wear, but the N95, the official PPE, face masks and gowns and shields and gloves. Those are such little things. And then the murder of George Floyd happens, and the protests start, and immediately there are infiltrators that are planted within the large groups and marches of peaceful protesters, the agitators that, and the troublemakers that create problems and the hype, and start to purposely create conflict to disrupt the peaceful protests. So they get radical, they start rioting, they start damaging public property, they get into the face and start taunting police officers. And then there's this immediate assumption that the protesters are bad. So, yeah. So everybody take a look at that, right? You have the healthcare workers, the doctors and the nurses and all of the people that work in the healthcare systems that have been. From the get-go, short of personal protective equipment, and how the administration handled it, and how they had to recycle their same N95 mask over weeks and up to a month, and maybe even over, and having to recycle and sterilize little things like masks and gowns and shortage of gloves. And then you see the mighty militarized police forces appear in full riot gear. The helmets, the cans of mace, the or pepper spray, whatever you call that, and but they have all this protective gear, you know, bulletproof vests, shields, everything. So that's what's wrong with this country and the priorities that are put in place. So we all got to rise up, rise up. Okay, so I want to share with you the words of what was shared this morning. And these are the lyrics. I'll post up this link to my Aina Ike on the air page. And the title of it is A Change Is Gonna Come by Sam Cooke. So I want to read the lyrics to you so that, because it's really powerful. So it goes on. It starts, I was born by the river in a little tent. Oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me, don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming. But I know a change is gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. So, yeah, ova upu, me too. Absolutely. So, put down your pule, people. Take some time to no'ono opono or find a quiet spot in your own safe place that you can meditate on the positive. All of these things really help us to alter and shift the mana and the vibrations in the atmosphere and in the environment all over. Don't be afraid. Be brave. Yeah, find your inner courage and trust and hope, because the good will always overcome. Maybe not so much at the level or the immediacy that we would like to see. But I believe that, and I really want to implore upon all of us to rise up. Okay, you know what? Let me play this, 'cause let me bring it back home. This is Leo Anderson Akana, ALA. Yeah, you know what that means, right? Wake up, rise up. Aloha kakahiaka.
ELA, 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 we the voices behind the face of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. We the voices behind the face of the Hawaiian nation, the Hawaiian race, rise for justice. The day has come for all our people to stand as one. Hei hulihoi, kupakini alani.
and our birthright to be free, to give our children liberty. Our children free. Come, my brother, and listen to Mother, Papa.
So you know those three words, yeah, e alae means to awaken and to arise. And for some of you that might be familiar, we actually have a chant that we do to awaken the sun, and we chant up the sun. And once the chant starts, you have to keep chanting it over and over and over until the sun pukas through the horizon. It emerges through the horizon and begins to climb and ascend up into the dome of the sky. And the main words that particular chant starts like that. Yeah. Eale, kala ikahikina, ikamoana, kamoana hohonu, pi ikaleva, kaleva nu'u, ikahikina, ayakala, eale. So, you know, every day the sun rises, and it's been doing that for millennia upon millennia, and when we are dead and gone, that sun is still gonna rise. So, look forward to that opportunity every day to press your reset button, to focus, to set your intentions. Yeah, if we just put a little bit of effort into that focus, we can shift this, people. We can do it. Absolutely. Hey, you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. This is Kumuhula Ke Haolani Ke Kua, and I'm so humbled and grateful to be with you all this morning. I want to send a shout out to the super women of KKCR, sending lots of love and hugs to Lindsay and Laura, who have been really holding down the fort here. They're the ones that help us to make it happen here at Kauai Community Radio. So thank you, ladies, so much for your love and support and for all the amazing work that you do. And while I am giving them a shout out, I also want to send my aloha to those of you who are live streaming on www.kkcr.org. Aloha to you in Sacramento, California. To the United Kingdom, Houston, Texas, Kailua, on Oahu Island. We even have people tuning in from Vienna this morning, and Germany, various states across of the continental United States, Ontario, Canada, Greece. Aloha, aloha kakahiata to all of you out in Greece, and to Hilo, Hawaii, Chicago, Illinois, Oregon, Alaska, Japan, Ohio, I love this, Michigan, Yeah. And so what is awesome is that we can go into our computer system here and know that at any given moment, like right now, we have 66 people tuning in from all of those places that I just mentioned and some. I just briefly scanned the computer screen to see where people are tuning from. And so if you're listening to KKCR, Kauai's community radio station, and Aina Ike on the air, I want to thank you for tuning in this morning. Aina Ike on the air has been made possible by KKCR's sustaining membership in the sustaining members in partnership with Ho'olono Naturals, HawaiianMusicStore.com, and Healthy Huts.
Ho'olono Natural Remedies, an Aina-based company that supports Malama Aina practices, offering Kauai-made farm-to-bottle herbal preparations for optimal health and natural vibrations. Ho'olono Natural Remedies can be found at health food stores near you. International shipping available at HOOLONO.com.
Sharing the aloha through Hawaiian music. HawaiianMusicStore.com, serving Kauai for 20 years in the Princeville Shopping Center next to Foodland. Hawaiian music CDs, DVDs, new releases, and old classics. Offering over 400 CD titles in stock daily. Mahalo nui loa for supporting Hawaiian music artists.
Healthy Hut Market and Cafe, now right off the highway in the old school building in Kilauea. Organic and natural groceries, produce, raw foods, beer and wine, an expansive organic salad bar, fresh hot meals, smoothies, juices and coffees, and locally made products. Healthy Hut, a family-owned business, supports KKCR.
Yes, indeed. Nui ka mahalo ya oko. Thank you so much. Ho'olono Natural Remedies, HawaiianMusicStore.com, and Healthy Hut for supporting Kauai's community radio station.
Aloha, this is Dr. Monty Downs. As our economy opens, we will be frequenting more stores and more services that we have sorely missed, such as places of worship, restaurants, playgrounds, gyms, spas, and the beach. We've done so well at COVID containment that it's tempting to let our guard down. But please, let's keep up with hand washing, surface cleaning, social distancing, and mask wearing. All of us will need to continue to set examples and help save lives and save our island. Congratulations on a job well done so far. And mahalo from the Kauai Lifeguard Association.
Hey, thank you so much for that public service announcement, because that's what we do here at Kauai Community Radio. Hey, I want to drop down some Hawaiian words for you this morning. And really, to, you know, from a cultural perspective, since we are on the beautiful island of Kauai, and this is one of the main Hawaiian islands in the archipelago of Hawaii nei, you know, one of the things that we hear about, that are coming through from the protests, the peaceful protests, let me just say that over and over again, the peaceful protests, the negative energy comes from those that want to control, want to bring negative impact, are driven by racism and bigotry, greed and power. And, you know, from a Hawaiian perspective, we learn from our kupuna that mana, yeah, our spiritual power and energy is really, really important. And, you know, mana, let me just bring this up here so that I can talk about it a little bit more fluidly. So when we define the word mana, mana is a supernatural or divine power, a miraculous power. It also means to make powerful, to have divine power, spiritual power. And we should also be aware that there, as much as there is positive and loving power, yeah, that intangible sense of feeling and energy or mana, that there is ever-present negative energy as well. And that's part of our focus to balance ourselves and find, find alignment within ourselves, physically, spiritually, emotionally, intellectually, is not to focus so much on totally diminishing negative energy, but be able to control your positive mana and your positive energy and presence at the essence within oneself, and focusing on that rather than putting all of your positive energy to totally annihilating the negative presence and negative energy. The good always prevails. So that's our challenge, is to stay within that frame of focus and intent. And one of the things that we hear in many of these marches is no justice, no peace. Yeah, no justice and no peace. So I was, I was looking at, if we're to see that, in Hawaiian, what would it look like? How would we see that? And so in translating no justice, yeah, two words simply. A'ohe means without or none. A'ohe is spelled A, Okina, and Okina is a glottal stop, O-H-E. So pronounce it A'ohe. There's a break that's brought on by that Okina or glottal stop between the A and the O, A'ohe. And the word kaulike, to me, best describes justice. And like many of our Hawaiian words, there's multiple words when we look up what one simple word is. And that's what I love about Olelo Hawaii, is that you can express that word at different levels and with different intentions and different intensities, I guess you could say. So kaulike means equality. Justice, equal, mutual, parallel, to balance evenly. It also means to dispense justice, to arrive at the same time. And so no justice, yeah, is a'ohe kaulike. But what about taking that word kaulike and placing it with the word pono? With the word pono. So, that's one of the common words that many of us know. And if you're not maybe familiar with the word pono, maybe you're a visitor, maybe you, you're not born and raised here, maybe you are, because not everybody might be familiar with the Hawaiian language. And that's neither here nor there, because any moment is a good time to embrace and learn something new. So the word pono, spelled P-O-N-O, means goodness, uprightness, morality, moral qualities. It means correct or proper procedure. It means excellence. Can I get better than that? Pono means excellence. Well-being, prosperity, welfare, you know, in a positive way. Sometimes, you know, people look at the word welfare and immediately look down at it. And the assumption is a reference to poor people that are trying to live off of the system, aka welfare. But really, yeah, really, take a moment and go look up what welfare means, right? So we look in the Puke Wehe Wehe Haole, yeah, which is the English dictionary. Puke Wehe Wehe is dictionary, and the word haole, H-A-O-L-E, references foreign or, it doesn't mean white, okay, people? Please don't get your, you know, your undies tied up in knots. It is a way that we use it, and words that come before it that can take that word to a whole different place and level. So looking in the English dictionary, yeah, for the word welfare, yeah. Welfare means the good fortune, health, happiness, prosperity, etc. of a person, group, or organization. Welfare means well-being. Now, welfare can also be resources, including financial or other assistance that is provided to an individual or family from a state, city, or national government entity. But it really has to do with uplifting people that are, you know, born into a demographic of not having an abundance of financial resources, aka poor, outcasts. We definitely have different levels of classes in our social and in our society. So, you know, welfare are those two things. Welfare is providing kokua and support, yeah, help and support financially or through different programs. And that's provided by the, you know, the political entities or the leadership, the people that's supposed to take care of the community, the society that makes up our community. But really, the ultimate goal is to ascend to that place of understanding that welfare, and the ultimate goal of one's welfare is for people to simply have good fortune, yeah, health, happiness, and prosperity. You know what, gang? We don't need to be filthy rich. What's the purpose of that? Yeah, we just need enough to live and thrive and be comfortable, be able to enjoy ourselves. But there's so much greed in the world, which is really the root of all evils and what has continued to impact, you know, our communities near and far. Okay, so going back to that word, right? I was saying a'ohe kaulike, yeah, which literally can be translated as no justice. But let me just put up this suggestion using that same word, kaulike, and I was talking about the word pono. where did I just, because I just wrote this down. I lost. Sorry. This microphone was, went to sleep for a little bit. So, Aohe Kaulike means no justice. Okay, I'm sorry. This thing keeps going off and on. And Na Pono Lahui Kanaka. Yeah, we're familiar with the word lahui. Yeah, lahui is the populace. So Na Pono Lahui Kanaka means human rights. And using that word pono in different ways. And if you're just tuning in, this is Ke Haolani Ke Kua. You're listening to Aina Ike on the air, sharing the word pono and the different definitions for pono, meaning goodness, uprightness, morality, moral qualities, correct or proper procedure, excellence, well-being, prosperity, welfare, equity, moral, fitting, proper, righteous, upright, just, virtuous, fair, beneficial, successful, and in perfect order. But it goes on to provide more definitions for the word pono. Pono also means accurate, correct, eased, relieved, must, necessary. Pono ole means unjust, unrighteous, dishonest, unprincipled, unfair, and wrong. So lots of pono ole expressions and examples and acts and behavior that we have been witnessing, especially at the beginning when, you know, when groups of people immediately took to the streets to protest the murder of George Floyd. And but it shifted somewhat. You know, and that's the thing I've learned from my kupuna wahine, from my grandmother, who is also my kumuhula as well, is that we are responsible for our we are responsible for our acts of pono. And because if we don't focus on that and we focus on the negative, then it's like a gas tank, right? You keep driving and driving and driving, and eventually you use up all of your fuel and energy. You use up all of your gas. So mana is like that too. We all have a mana gauge. And so every now and then we need to be sure that we are paying attention to where the levels of our mana gauge is. And at some time, we begin to feel fatigued, depressed. We feel ourselves getting sucked into the chaos and the mayhem. And we begin to sense a bit of spiraling into depression and sadness. Yeah, you got to check your mana gauge, people. Right? Because that means you're running on low. Okay, I am going to play a song for you because I want to just suggest that let's just focus on the positive. Yeah, let's focus on pono and all of those things that pono means as a way in which to refuel our energy tanks, to refuel our mana gauges. Yeah. If you're at half tank right now, yeah, let's bring it up. Let's fill it up. And I want to just throw this word out. Ina. Yeah. Imagine. This is Keola Beamer and Raya Tia Helm. One of my favorites. Absolutely love that rendition, taking words in Hawaiian and really taking that beautiful song and the lyrics penned by the late, great John Lennon of Beatles fame, and putting the mana and the love of ʻŌlelo Hawaiʻi into that beautiful arrangement of John Lennon's Imagine. So, you know, as I was listening to it, I pulled up the words the lyrics to John Lennon's Imagine, and I just want to read it. But before I do that, okay, and then I'm going to get off of this little soapbox because, you know, I'm down to the last half hour, And I've done more talking than playing music this morning, but, you know, I was just really moved. I'm so grateful to have been part of that larger Ohana and community of community radio stations across of the United States, pulling in our focus on remembering George Floyd, his memorial services and celebration of life was taking place this morning. And so in harmony and in cooperation with more than or about 150 radio stations across of the United States, we all started off the 9 o'clock hour with that broadcast of remembering George Floyd. So I was talking about mana, talked about the word pono at length, and what kept creeping in my mind, not creeping, what kept popping in, it wasn't a creep, it was, you know, it just was popping in and out of my mind, was the chanting of the slogan, no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. Okay, so not knocking that. That's a message that's powerful, and, you know, it needs to be said. It needs to be heard. And those who are in leadership positions or in positions of power, politically, spiritually, you know, throughout our community and throughout the different levels of government and in our communities, are really need to focus on what, you know, what does that mean? How can we uplift all of us collectively? Yeah, you know, the greed and the obsession for money and power is at the root of many of our problems. So, that needs to be heard. No justice and no peace. But like a mantra, because, you know, when we are marching and we're protesting and we're saying this, and it's not a bad thing, but may I just make a suggestion that maybe perhaps we change those words around a little bit. Yeah. We change those words around a little bit. And I want to suggest, because this is Aina Ike on the air, and my whole thing is to raise the consciousness of the Hawaiian culture and the values and the belief systems of our kupuna or of our ancestors, I want to suggest, in that same light and focus that I have heard time and time again in the marches, demanding for reform, demanding for a shift and a change in the way that Black people are treated, you know. And, you know, it's a given that we all matter, okay? It's a given that we all matter, but some more than others, specifically those that are people of color, yeah, POC, people of color, and specifically those who are Black, have suffered tremendously at the hands of police brutality and at the hands of the greedy government. And you know, as a person of color, you know, I feel that pain as well. And then our Indigenous Native brothers and sisters, the First Peoples of this land, has also suffered at the hands of white supremacy. And so it's time to shift that. I want to share this olelo noea with you. Ika olelo no keola, ika olelo no kamake. In speech there is life, in speech there is death, yeah, and destruction. And so, you know, through the cultural practices of hula and oli and, you know, and ho'omana, or engaging in traditional rituals and ceremonies, we know in the Hawaiian culture that I ka ulelo no ke ola, I ka ulelo no ka make. In the words, there is speech. In the words, there is health and life. But in the words that we speak, that we sing, that we chant, that we yell, when we strike out at people, and I say just we as humanity and mankind, that we can say things that hurt and that can destroy the spirit of people. I truly believe in selecting our words carefully. And so I want to manifest positive mana and change. So I want to share two phrases. Each of them are two words. And this is spontaneously inspired by the chanting of protesters repeatedly calling no justice, no peace. No justice, no peace. I want to suggest pono kaulike piha pono. Pono kaulike piha pono. Pono kaulike is translated as equal rights and justice for all. Piha pono, completely filled, complete, as a thought, clear. So it is a very strong intention, calling for the positive. So we have the same goals in both of those mantras. I'll call it a mantra. Yeah, no justice, no peace. That's calling the injustices upon Black Lives Matter. And that needs to be known. But let's bump it up a little bit and take the same focus and shift it a little bit to bring the positive power and mana to what we are speaking and what we are singing, what we are chanting. And so those words are pono kaulike. Pono is spelled P-O-N-O. Kaulike is spelled K-A-U-L-I-K-E. Pono kaulike means equal rights and justice for all. Piha pono is spelled two words, P-I-H-A, pono, P-O-N-O. Piha pono means completely filled, complete, as a thought, clear. So, you know, we don't have to say the whole thing. You just got to know what it means. Know what it means, and when you chant it, when you say it, when you meditate upon it, that is what is going to heighten the awareness, raise the consciousness, and help to shift the mana or the energetic vibrations that is out there. Pono kaulike piha pono. Pono kaulike piha pono. Pono kaulike piha pono. Okay. I'll put that up on my Aina Ike on the air page. This is Mana Opili by Waipuna. That was Mana Opili with Waipuna. And this is Kumuhula Ke Haolani Ke Kua, thanking you for supporting Kauai Community Radio. I am with you for a few more minutes. And, so you know, the first week of June is always Alumni Week on the Kapalama campus of the Kamehameha Schools on Oahu. And I am a proud graduate of the class of 1980. And so last week, we would have all been up on the hill, hanging out together, celebrating, reminiscing, staying in the dorms, partying with friends, and just having a lot of time. And, you know, I was so looking forward to this year's class reunion because the last one that I went to was 10 years, okay? Our 10th year class reunion. So, and I regret not going to the other ones. Some of my classmates never miss a beat. And, but, you know, this year was our 40th class reunion, and I was ready to go and rock and roll with all the friends, and then the pandemic hit, and so that too, along with everything else, got canceled. So it's really awesome, especially because I was a boarder. I lived on campus, and so many of my classmates, and even friends from other grade levels, because we lived together in the dorms, and not only in our own dorm but in the boarding community on campus. And so those years, those 6 years that I spent at Kamehameha as a boarder, living on campus, has enabled me many things. I really don't think that I would be sitting in this chair today sharing all of the things that I am passionate about had my time at Kapalama, the Kamehameha schools, not lit that light within me. I was born into a hula family, but when I went to Kamehameha, that expanded my horizons and my experiences. And so I just want to send a shout out to all my Palena Ole brothers and sisters. We will definitely get together. And so I missed a Zoom cocktail party the other night. Apparently there's going to be another one. I'm not going to miss the next one. But, you know, just for old time's sake, one of our songs that we sang for the song contest was Pua Malihini. This is not our class, but we sounded just as good as this, if not better. And this brings forward, you know, a lot of memories. Pua Malihini, Kamehameha school style. Oh my God, that was so beautiful. Really brought me back. Every time I hear that, you know, that the choral singing. And, you know, just a little bit of nostalgic information. I used to be a soprano one. I don't know wherever I got that voice from, but definitely not anywhere near the range of a soprano one that I used to sing. But yeah, that was the Kamehameha Schools recording of Ku'upua Malihini, sending aloha to Marthale Kiaha, that we affectionately know as Buri. Yeah. Buri was our choir director, our co-ed choir director. And yeah, lots of memories. So I look forward to the next cocktail Zoom party with my Palena Ole brothers and sisters. Sending my aloha out to all of us on the celebration of our 40th class reunion. And although we're not partying down, we definitely will take a rain check somehow. And I'm not missing it because, you know, life is precious. And I am also wanting to remind all of us that on Thursday, June 11th, it's a holiday. And if you're not sure what holiday it is, just want to share with you that it is a statewide holiday. So county offices and buildings and state offices and buildings and facilities will be closed. So even the Kauai bus is probably going to be running on a holiday schedule because it is a holiday. And so for those who may not be familiar, the holiday is King Kamehameha Day, June 11th. And give you a little bit of history about it. King Kamehameha Day on June 11th was first proclaimed by Kamehameha V on December 22nd, 1871, as a day to honor his grandfather, Kamehameha Ekahi, or Kamehameha the Great. It was almost meant as a replacement for Hawaiian Sovereignty Restoration Day, which formerly was on July 31st, which the king and ministers disliked due to its association with the Paulette Affair. Anyway, I won't get into that. But the first observation of the King Kamehameha holiday happened the following year. Late 19th century celebrations of King Kamehameha the first day featured carnivals and fairs, foot races, horse races. And it was one of the first holidays proclaimed by the governor of Hawaii and the Hawaii state legislature when Hawaii achieved statehood in 1959. Today, King Kamehameha Day is treated with elaborate events, hearkening back to ancient Hawaii, respecting the cultural traditions that Kamehameha defended as his society was slowly shifting towards European trends. The King Kamehameha Hula Competition is another celebration. There's floral parades, draping ceremony of the statue, and various celebrations, unfortunately, has also been canceled because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But do know that it is a holiday, and I just want to share with you that that there is going to be several events on Kauai celebrating and commemorating. And let me drop down this website for you, www.studioha.com. And you can go to the website and look up what's happening. There's an event called Ehanai'ai, which is going to feature a drive-through aina to table luau to go. But www.studiohaa.com for further information. And Yeah, so there's food, and then in the evening there's an online virtual festivities and celebration honoring the King Kamehameha. I get to teach a chant, and but yeah, it's celebrating with food and culture and history, music, maybe even hula. So my last songs this morning, I want to play for none other than Keali Inui, Kamo'i o Kamehameha Pai Ea. This is Nathan Aveau singing Kamehameha. I'm not really familiar what this track is, but hey, it's titled Kamehameha, so it's got to be good. Enjoy. So, mahalo nui to Nathan Aveau for this recording simply titled Kamehameha. And, you know, another name that Kamehameha was known by is Paiea. Kamehameha Paiea. And Paiea is a hard shell crab. Maybe next week I'll talk about it a little bit more. I have a little bit more time, and who knows what might happen between now and then. Hey, mahalo nui, everybody, for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio. This is Kumuhula Ke Haolani Ke Kua, thanking you for all of your love and support of KKCR. You're listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, 90.9 FM Hanalei, 91.9 FM Islandwide, 92.7 FM in Anahola and Molawa'a, and 88.9 FM in Honolulu. Hey, log on to www.kkcr.org, drop us a donation, make a contribution, support your Kauai community radio station. I will be back next week from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Hey, everybody, malama I ke kahi I ke kahi. Take care of one another. Aloha I ke kahi I ke kahi. And drop some love. Some love and aloha upon each other. Fill up your space. Fill up your mana gauge with positive healing power and energy. And love up your ohana. Sending my love and aloha out to my haumana of Halau Palai Hivo Kaipuwai and the Studio Ha'a family. Lots of work, lots of stuff going on to bring culture and inspiration through mele, through dances, through mo'olelo, and through good food and music, celebrating Kamehameha Day. You are listening to Aina Ike on the air, and I'm going to sign out. But stay tuned for Democracy Now!